This episode of On the Record is brought to you by Associated Equipment Distributors. I'm Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. Here's an update on what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry. Linamar Corporation announced December 20th an agreement to acquire Canadian implement manufacturer Bourgault Industries for $640 million Canadian dollars. Bourgault will join Linamar's existing agricultural brands, including MacDon, which it acquired in 2017, and Salford Group, which it acquired in 2022. The addition of Bourgault's seeding and planting equipment gives Linamar a full lineup of products in the crop production cycle. In a webcast shortly after the acquisition was announced, when asked about potential investor anxiety surrounding the possibly peaking ag cycle, Linamar Chief Technology Officer Mark Stoddard stated that, as a shortland-focused company, it was less worried about a 2024 decline in the ag equipment market. Stoddard said, "We're seeing the mainliners looking somewhat negative toward 2024, but we're kind of not seeing that in regard to our business on the shortline side. It seems, yes, maybe there's a slowdown on some of the big ticket items like the combines, large tractors, but we're seeing indications that for our product, whether it's on MacDon or with Salford, and Bourgault seems to be seeing things fairly strong, we're not that negative about it." Stoddard pointed to the lower price point of Linamar's ag equipment, coupled with farmer demand for innovation, as reasons the company isn't feeling as negative about next year, saying, "We do see that there are some good things. The farmers, they want innovation. They want product that produces better yield, that reduces their overall costs. And obviously, a 100,000 or 150,000 header unit or seeder, that's significantly less than a $1 million combine. So we're not seeing the negative stuff that the OEMs are talking about." Linamar Executive Chair and CEO Linda Hasenfratz stated during the call that, with the acquisition of Bourgault, the company's agriculture group now has 400 registered patents, 2,450 dealers, and has products sold in over 30 countries. Linamar reported Bourgault currently has over 750 dealers across Canada, the U.S., and Australia, has annual sales between 400 and 500 million Canadian dollars with a strong current order book, and operating margins between 14 and 18%. Hasenfratz said the company aims to double Bourgault's business within 5 years, as it did previously with MacDon. This week's dealers on the move include H&R AgriPower and Titan Machinery. KCIH dealer H&R AgriPower announced the opening of H&R AgriPower Power Sports in Washington, Indiana. Titan Machinery has acquired Case IH and New Holland dealer Scott Supply in Mitchell, South Dakota. Both Titan and Scott Supply are part of Farm Equipment's Dealership of the Year alumni group. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. This week we're talking about a product that saved growers an average of 42 pounds of nitrogen per acre. It's called Intime from Sentinel Fertigation, and company founder and CEO Jackson Stansell shows us how it works.
It's really tailored to those that are applying fertilizer in season. What we do is we ingest satellite imagery from two different sources. We primarily rely on near daily satellite imagery from Planet. We analyze that satellite imagery to isolate the impact of nitrogen on yield potential, quantify a nitrogen sufficiency index that puts a number on nitrogen, and ultimately provide a 7-day crop demand for nitrogen outlook. We then turn those into recommendations to either apply or not apply more nitrogen fertilizer and provide a rate prescription for the application to make it tailored to your crop's actual yield potential in season. We don't require yield goals. We don't require estimated nitrogen applied. And the software has been proven to improve nitrogen use efficiency by 25% versus what farmers are doing today, giving you great opportunities for profit improvement as well as productivity improvement.
And for more information on Intime, head to precisionfarmingdealer.com. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. According to the results of the latest farm equipment text poll, over a third of responding dealers see some potential in the spray drone market. The January 2nd poll asked dealers how likely they are to sell ag spray drones in the next 3 years. Just under 15% said they are already selling these drones, while about 20% said they are likely to start selling ag spray drones in the next few years. About two-thirds, however, said they are unlikely to add the product to their lineup in the next 3 years. To be part of future text polls, text FARM to 833-413-2175 to sign up. In the latest update to the Ag Economy Barometer from Purdue University and CME Group, 72% of farmers said in December that they consider now a bad time to make large farm investments in things like buildings and machinery. Among them, 43% said rising interest rates was their top reason to consider it a bad time for these investments, a record high for 2023. This was up from 38% who said the same in November. At the same time, the percentage considering pricing increases, including those for farm machinery, as a top reason to not make large investments has been falling. 27% of farmers gave this as their top reason in the December update, down from 33% in November and its fourth month in a row of decline. Among the 15% of farmers who said it's a good time to make large investments, 30% pointed to higher dealer inventories as their top reason, up from 29% in November and a six-month high. The percentage considering strong cash flows as their top reason was also 30% in the most recent update. This was up from 22% in November, but down from 40% in July. Dealers reported flat sales growth in November, according to the latest Dealer Sentiments report, but there was some variation in results when you look at the dealership's brands. AGCO dealers reported the best results for November with sales up 6% year-over-year, up from 1% growth in the month prior. That's followed by New Holland dealers, who reported sales were up 4% year-over-year. Kubota dealers reported the largest decline, with sales down 28% year-over-year in November versus down 7% the previous month. Deere dealers reported year-over-year sales growth at negative 1% in November, and Case IH dealers reported it at negative 2%. One CNH dealer commented, "Our monthly sales were directly impacted by CNH delivery times. We received more deliveries this year versus the same time last year." Commenting on OEM deliveries, another dealer said, "The OEMs are shipping us excessive amounts of less desirable models versus core models. Our new inventory levels are unbalanced as a result." This week's data point is brought to you by the 2024 Precision Farming Dealer Summit. According to Ag Equipment Intelligence's 2024 Dealer Business Outlook and Trends report, the majority of dealers are forecasting payroll expenses to increase 4% or more in 2024. At 53%, the majority of dealers are forecasting increases of 4-6%, while 24% of dealers are forecasting expenses up 7-10%. Only 2% of dealers expected their payroll expenses in 2024 to be unchanged year over year. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions to bthorpe@lespub.com. For On the Record, I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Mm-hmm.